Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3, 2... Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The Guru. Somebody's coming for me,
John,
real quick,
Sally.
510. Hey, Goo. Spelled it wrong. Are the Niners, is Mac Jones drop incredible? Clown. Hey, Guru. Should the Niners wear black uniforms because that will make them play harder? Clown.
Don't
that's the stuff I love. No, that's
mean.
That's when you're winning.
No,
when you get somebody to type something bad to think they're going to throw me off.
No, Goo.
No, I'm serious.
Goo, you're winning when you allow that to happen and not reference it. That's winning.
But no, but that no, person or persons think that we're too scared to read it.
Well, now he knows. Now he knows he got you.
He cannot be that guy.
He knows he got you. You think they're not going
to
keep
this
coming?
This is raid. This is verbal raid I'm doing to that guy or gal right now. I'm afraid to read that.
Why don't you tell people what you said to me at the end of the break?
Oh, Evan, I said during the break, I'm shocked that we didn't bring up Minnesota. And then
the Timberwolves.
Yeah, thank you. I said, I might be worried about them. I don't know if they're buttoned up. And then you said what?
I said, who do you think you're telling about Minnesota? Like, where do you get your information?
Dude, it's just a feel like
something's going on in Minnesota. What do you know what's going on in Minnesota? And with all due respect, and I don't do this all the time, I don't use the I played the game card, but what are you going to tell me about Chris Finch and the situation there? Oh, you got some insight? You got insight into Minnesota?
Because of the Broussard thing that happened, I'm going to give you, you played the game. But boy.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Were you watching Sunday night's game?
Jeez. Home.
No Dana?
Nah, it's too late.
I was thinking about going.
It's a school night.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way, earlier when you said that, you know, who really cares about the Falcons? And yeah, only 21 million people per Sunday night football game.
Hey,
it's
we'll
literally
see.
The most watched football game on television.
Come on,
week.
Man.
We'll see.
Tirico and Collinsworth?
It won't be this week.
It could be the Panthers and the Jets, people would watch.
Not this week. Highest watched game going to be Army at Tulane. Noon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's a big one.
What time is that?
We got, it's 9 a.m.
Go
Can
Green
you turn
Light?
All your stuff off? I don't know.
It's called silent starting.
I thought I had
be
it.
Be a pro. You've been doing it too long.
Well, that's true. I've been doing this too long. You are right about that.
Yeah, you love that Kerr quote.
All right, I'll take Bobby in Los Altos, but then I do want to just bring up some
take
football
your time.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, Bobby. Bobby's tier one.
Yep.
Got to get to him. I saw Evan laughing with him. They're like buddies.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, Evan's talking to Bobby in Los Altos for like nine minutes. Then I see Bobby can finally be gotten to.
Evan, I didn't know y'all
buddies.
Had a relationship. Nine minutes.
Those guys don't know I can tell how long they screen a call. And boy,
I didn't know, Stoney.
What'd you guys talk about, Bobby?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I mean, I've called him many times to tell you that I'm the biggest Giddy Gids, Evan Giddens' biggest fan. maybe the only one in the Bay Area, as I would like to say. But we were talking about Chance the Rapper. If you really want to know, we were talking about Chance the Rapper. But I want to talk about the defense. But before I do, let me run a little material that
I came up with while
I was on hold. So I know this expression isn't appropriate or isn't used in the correct context, but I can't think of a better expression than this when it comes to this Harry versus Steiny discussion that we have. And I think the expression that fits it perfectly is he is him. So that's all I got to say about that.
Bobby.
I can see that material landed flat.
No, you are all right, Bobby.
No, it did land flat.
Bobby, don't call us.
You didn't hear the heavy sigh from my end? It resonated.
Okay. This is what I want to talk about. I mean, I get it. I guess the discussion point, this whole quarterback controversy, quote-unquote controversy, seems to take precedence. But all I care about, because I know what the offense looks like with injured players, I need to know, why aren't we talking about defense? I need to know if Bethune-Cookman can play the mic. Is he ready to be the green dot? And I don't understand why the quarterback of the defense, Tatum Bethune, why he can't, why we're not talking about this. This is the most scary thing for me. The fact is, can Tatum Bethune, shout out HBCU, Tatum Bethune, can he play the mic? Is he ready? I know he's like, you know, whatever, the backup, but can he really be the green dot that can direct traffic? And then, because, you know, D. Winter's right, he's going to be a will, right? We can't convert him to a mic, even though he's probably athletic enough, but is he, you know, quote-unquote football smart enough? So Bethune, to me, is the most important player. He's the one I'm going to be watching the entire time and no one else, obviously, when the Niners are on defense. And then I'm just going to say it because we are in a huge interception drought. And this is just how football goes. I'm going to say it right now. The Niners are going to get their first interception this game because it defies all logic.
Wow. Appreciate you, Bobby.
Hi, B.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You know, Will linebacker, that's a weak side linebacker, Stoney. Now, you love that stuff. Why are you smiling like the Joker?
It's all good. We're having a great time today.
We are.
Just a great time. Vern Glenn coming up in five minutes. It's one of his seven appearances he's making today.
And Simmer.
hey, that's we're glad. The best.
What do they call those when the... We're catching Vern at the end of his press tour. And, you know, we're happy he's going to give us 5 minutes.
He's like LeBron.
Man, Vern is the man. Hey, I grew up on Vern.
Why don't you tell him that? Go ahead and tell him that. Open with that.
That is a little different.
The
at
118, I'm going to share. And you know what? I'm starting to get a little pissed, thinking I'm Harry. At 118, we're going to have. I'm going to read some letters from Harry.
I was going to say, have him call in.
He will in time.
All right, okay.
He said eventually.
I do believe it's not you. It's a real somebody.
You know it's not me. I brought this guy up years ago.
Could that be what's bugging you?
At two. Remember, usually at this time, you go, oh, my God.
What could be bugging? Oh, yeah, maybe.
We got what's bugging me. I have nothing.
By the way, here's the loudest tease. Quick tease.
Take your time.
He sent this 30 minutes ago when you were talking about the Warriors. Sorry, Goo. It's 9th or 10th and out this year.
Oh, please.
You think the Niners have injury issues? The old Warriors will join them. Late 30s in professional basketball equals injuries. Now, that could be me, but it's not.
That's pessimistic to the utmost.
I wouldn't even pick him to be.
That's called sideways. That means everything went sideways. That's the word to stay with me today, sideways.
I wouldn't be picking him to be 9th or 10th. But again, look, this is where I'm going to give Willard credit. You know, when he talks about us playing the schedule game in football, he's right. We don't know who's going to be playing. Same with the Warriors.
Can do it. That's the fun of it.
I'm not saying we can't do it, but he's right. It's like the prediction on the Warriors is meaningless in a way.
Hello?
Well, then why every sports season when we're looking for topics, you go, Steiny, let's make predictions.
It's exciting.
Okay,
it's
well, you
fun.
Said,
Nobody says it's the,
you just said,
the end all be all.
It doesn't mean anything.
No, it does. I'm giving you my, I grew up, Evan doesn't, won't even know this reference, Street and Smith. So that was a magazine that came out and it would look forward to the college and NBA basketball season.
Oh.
And they would do their predictions. And that's what we do, Sonny. Nobody said take it to the bank.
Yeah, no, you're right. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, Harry, he lost me with that last one. With the word. That was extremes, Donnie.
I mean, if you're saying what's more likely, 1 or 2 or 9 or 10, now how would you answer it?
1 or 2?
I wouldn't.
Mm. I mean, man.
I would.
We had a hell of a ride. And I know what you can say, Guru, it was only because he was here. But that was a hell of a ride when Jimmy came to town. The metrics, Steph, everything just was. I mean, the Warriors had the basketball world. Watch out for the Warriors. And
oh, yeah, that meant what?
Had Curry not got hurt.
Yeah, they would have. That would have been ring
Jimmy
5.
Jimmy buckets!
They also had a very easy stretch when he came. You hate when I do that, don't you?
No,
I'm cooking the books. They actually played horrible teams.
Well, yeah. I would just say the counter to that is you said Draymond said they were playing playoff games, you know? Well, if you're playing easy teams,
well,
are they really playing?
They absolutely were.
If you got an easy schedule, are they really playing playoff games, if you get my drift?
Well, I mean, that's the point. They had to expend too much energy against those teams. I just think it is funny that the oldest team in the league, but you think you can extrapolate their best 31-game stretch. And that's who they're going to be.
Do we have time for a quick question before we get Vern? Or you got to take it?
No, I got nothing.
Did you? What happened with Willard and Crandy yesterday? Do we know
that's not
the correct QBR? Do we know where to look for? I left in the car like, who was right?
You know, you call me a snitch, but you stir. You stir yourself, too. We're not in
I
that
I do it
one.
Out loud, though. No,
so
we
do
are. I want to know who was right. I'll ask him today.
But that's stirring up the pot because you could tell because you could tell there was a little edge. There was tension in that conversation.
And I loved it all.
I wanted to I wanted to get out of here. But that's
there
not.
There was tension. I loved it all. But I am wondering, I'm left wondering, who's right? Looking with Will's looking through the window.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. San Francisco.
First question to Vern. What you think?
Why don't you take it? Go ahead. I'll let you ask
But the
it.
Way you said it, I'm not.
No, you go ahead. You go ask
the
Vern the first
it.
Question.
Nope.
You were hot, you were hot on getting him.
Yeah, but I'm about presentation and the way you just
right,
said
I'm just
going
to throw it to you.
No.
I bet you I do.
Remember you did that one interview. You're a natural Richard. Remember you did that one interview. I had no idea where to go. You just threw it to me. I was like, dude, you got to tell.
By the way, if Vern is not ready right now, like Finneran wasn't ready, we're not pushing it to the other side.
Look at your producer. Yeah, I'm our man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGM. I just did the legal, didn't I? I'll spin it to all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? He worked with Gary Radnich, so I'll make him feel at home and say, thanks for joining us on your press tour. Vern, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. Hey, what's up?
What up, Bernie, baby?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, look, I'm here to chat about sports with you and put the rat on the table.
There you
brought
go.
Brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Oh, my man, Vern.
Yeah, just wrap it out. Let's go.
Hey. That's why we have you on, buddy. Let's talk football first. Talk a little Niners and Falcons. Looks like Mac Jones is going to start. At least that's what we're thinking here. But just give me your overview on what's been a little bit of a unique season.
Well, I mean, it's unique when your frontline guys go down. I mean, your captains go down. And it just seems like of all the teams in the league, the 49ers just they're just the most snake bit. And so what's the mentality? Well, throughout the locker room, the big thing is, well, next man up. So here we are with the Falcons coming in, and this fellow Tatum Bethune, he is the next man. I expect the Falcons to come in. I expect them to go at him. But instead of next man up, it's going to be next men up. It's going to be all these guys that are going to be around Bethune on defense as they line up against a team that, hey, I mean, they're coming. I mean, they're running. I mean, the pistol offense, you know who's running the football. And the shotgun, they're throwing. So it's just up to these guys. They just kind of fill these gaps, hold these blocks. We need Kittle to step up. And I think Kittle makes – he's the X factor on offense. I think he makes all the difference.
No doubt, Vern. Thanks for joining us, man. I got to tell you, last Sunday, you, Stani, and I, we've been in the market for a while. But that Warner injury, just the optics of it, especially with everything with Bosa and everything that's gone on, it's like, man, you got to be kidding me. But with that said, Vern, what would you do with Brock Purdy? How would you play this? If he tells you he can go, come back, or do you like what you're seeing from Mac Jones? And you know what, Brock, take your time. Where are you at on that?
I think at this point, it's too late to play him on Sunday. You got to go with Mac Jones. I mean, maybe Purdy's the number two on the roster. I don't know. It's kind of up to them. They have until the end of Saturday to make those kind of decisions. But I don't expect to even think about Brock Purdy until possibly next week, because that toe was no joke. I mean, I didn't know anything about ligament damage in the big toe. I didn't know how important it was until Purdy came back and he used that right foot as the push-off foot. And those passes, what were they doing? They were sailing. And he ended up having a bad game, and then he re-aggravated the injury. But what I like about Mac Jones, he can process well. He doesn't really make that many mistakes. Yeah, he had a couple of interceptions. One really wasn't his fault on the double move on that first one. But he's the healthiest of the two. You got to go with him. Yeah, he'll take a couple of needles for the oblique and the knee and then move forward. But it's not just him, though. I mean, offensively, it's Kittle coming back because he helps in the blocking, both in the run and the pass, and then the pass patterns. But that offensive line goo, I mean, they all have to show up. I mean, Williams, Clooney, McKivitz, Kobe, I mean, they all have to just hold these blocks. And if they do that until the whistle hits, then, yeah, maybe you got a shot. But, boy, they've got to play the game of their lives, and they've got to come up with a scheme, and I believe they have, where they can light up the scoreboard and put it 25, 27 points and possibly win this game.
You listen to Vern Glenn, KPIX sports director. He's joining us courtesy of the I thought I made a mistake. Jeez.
I love it.
He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. We were talking about how unusual of a season it was. Let me ask you this. What do you make of McCaffrey? Not a lot of yards per carry, but more of a threat out of the backfield.
Well, I mean, it goes to what I was saying. I mean, if his offensive line holds these blocks, then it gives McCaffrey a chance. But right now, he's just not been able to run the football. Well, there was a breakthrough. They did get a rushing touchdown. Give him some credit for that.
Yeah, they did.
But McCaffrey's he's the guy. I mean, good, thank God he can catch a ball out of the backfield and really kind of be that kind of a threat. He's right behind Bijan Robbins for all purpose yards. So I'm not really worried about McCaffrey. I'm just worried about them executing a game plan and going for sevens instead of threes. No disrespect to Eddie Money, Eddie Pinheiro.
No doubt. Vern, I got to be careful here. I don't want to be long-winded, but I told Stani and the listeners, I'm a sports romantic. My wife would say you're the wrong type of romantic. But with that, I came in last Monday, and I was driving in thinking about the Warriors season upon us and Steph Curry, and I'm not taking anything for granted with what he's treated us to. With that said, Vern, are you paralyzed by the ages of the top guys on the Warriors, or do you think they got some action?
You're asking a 63-year-old man if I'm worried about the ages of the Golden State Warriors? I mean, come on.
Talk to me.
I'm not worried about that at all. And I have to believe to a man that these Warriors, I mean, they know their limitations. They know that they have to really watch the minutes. They know that these guys, you know, Horford, he's not going to play 35 minutes a game. He can't. But what you can do is you can use your substitute packages. You can get fresh bodies out there, and so long as you play defense, and the Warriors are a very good defensive team, you got a shot at this one. And especially if you have 30, 23, and 10 out there and play defense, you got a chance.
Mm. Who's going to be the next?
Just get in the freaking tournament.
There we go.
See what happens.
Yeah, play-in would be acceptable, right?
No, he meant the playoffs.
No. Forget the play-in.
Oh.
Just get in.
Gotcha. Hey,
what do you
No, you left me speechless.
That's his pregnant pauses.
What's
wrong with what I just said?
Well, I'm more worried about health than you. I just am. Yeah, that's it. Who's going to be the Giants' next manager?
How about Hundley? That's my front runner.
That's my two, Vern.
I don't like it, Vern.
Why?
Because he's friends with Buster.
Stop it.
Can't be working with friends.
I wouldn't say they're hunting and fishing buddies.
No, what are you talking about? 11 straight vacations. 11 straight family vacations. 11 years in a row with the Hundleys.
But don't you have to go with a like-minded guy if he's going to be your guy?
Yes.
I'm kidding about those vacations.
Oh, I was like, is that true? Vern, I'm with you. Hey, I got to do this, though. I got to give you flowers. Stoney doesn't even know when I'm going to do it. We were treated the Bay Area to the Valkyries, their first ever season. And Vern, it was magical. But I want to give you your flowers for the pre and post that you did with Zena. You did a great job. But can you just speak to, how the Bay, they captivated the Bay.
Well, first of all, I was just there to just keep the show moving. I mean, it was Zena and Laysha Clarendon. I mean, they were the ones that carried those shows, pregame, halftime, postgame. And we did it for 44 regular season games, and then we had the postgame. It was just it was a phenomenon, operating out of this virtual reality studio.
Yes.
Where you had images and graphics popping out of the floor and out of the sky, and then we would have, a la Star Trek, we would have people kind of hologrammed in from Chase Center it was really magical. And for having a bunch of players, the Stiney scene, for being a beat writer, for having a bunch of players having career years come together in that moment, in that inaugural year, I thought was really something special. And they came within a made jump shot at the end at SAP Center of going to the next round.
Hey, Vern, obviously this Sunday we have our kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings at 3 o'clock at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. You have Lorenzo Neal for the postgame show. Tell everybody where they can watch you and Lowe.
Lorenzo Neal, my blocking back, 16 NFL seasons. Well, he's another one that carries a show. Now, Sunday it's an NBC game, so it's not our game. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to follow that broadcast. But we'll have boots on the ground at Levi's Stadium. We got Matt Lively. We put a lot on him, and he delivers each and every Sunday. So we'll have him. Lowe will break it down as only he can. And what do you think, guys? I just knee jerk. Win or lose on Sunday?
49ers win on Sunday.
Yeah,
Vern.
I got to win too, Vern. I got to win too. It's not going to be easy, Vern. What says you?
I'll go 27-24 Niners again. I believe this is the game that where they score a lot of points. Also, I think this is going to be the game where they get an interception.
Here's what
I really believe, man.
They need one.
I think this is a letdown.
But here's the big question. There's 11 games left. Can they go 6-5 over the last 11 games to get to 10 wins?
Yeah.
Because I think 10 is the number.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Can't go any less than 10.
There it is.
I'm with you, Vern.
Hey,
thanks
you
so much,
man.
Buddy. Really appreciate it, man.
Hey, in and out and gone. There we go.
That's Vern Glenn. I'm just reading off his LinkedIn, sports director at KPIX, CBS San Francisco, Bay Area, six-time Emmy Award winner. Thanks for joining us, Vern. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And like I said, Sunday night, our kickoff show with Lowe Neal and Evan Giddings is live at 3 o'clock, Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. They'll have the early games on, beer garden open, DJ spinning, bartender serving, Gold Bar Whiskey specials.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done discussing sports.
Black Mets!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, one more segment before the crossover, and then we're out of here.
Oh, man. Like, seriously, I have so much fun at the job.
It's a wrap.
Go ahead and stay. Go ahead and stay. Go ahead.
I don't get paid anymore. If I did, I would do it.
But you love your job. Yeah, you love it.
Real quick, tonight, 925, I'm going to do it again. New the Mouth Johnson doesn't have a 143 IQ. Bob Myers got a new job and didn't bring the mouth with him because Johnson couldn't pass the IQ test. Dude, he just got it this morning. I didn't even have time to take the test. Bro, relax.
The 925. What do they say? Living rent-free in your head.
You, listen to me. It's that you're, we got witnesses here.
Wow.
We got a lot of witnesses. If you, here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
God, it's
I will hire you.
It's coming. Yeah, he texted me.
All right. I got a couple things I want to get into. Right. First, how about two? I'll read you two letters from Harry. Right. They're not very long.
No, I was like, letters. I don't know if I got it in me. Go ahead.
One's on the Warriors and one's on the Niners.
Right.
And you listen to this text and you tell me if it sounds like me. This is from Harry. Letters from Harry. I have to say, Steve Kerr just makes me laugh. All we heard last season was how Kuminga didn't fit with this team, that he was weak at several things, that he was disruptive to the Warriors' overall scheme of things. Kerr believed that so strongly that he would not play Kuminga for 1 minute during the remainder of the season and all through the Houston series. It was only when Curry got hurt that he was forced to play him, and of course, he did well. So now I read where Kerr says that Kuminga has improved so much that he will get minutes. What a joke. How did JK get so good all of a sudden? What? Playing pickup basketball somewhere during the summer? We all know what's up, Kerr. You want to pump up a trade for one, and you can't pay this guy $25 million and have him sitting on blah, blah, blah.
That sounds, I can see it. Somebody thinking it was you, but
that's not me.
No, I know it's not, but
I would never say that about, like, I thought everybody thinks I love Kerr.
The bottom line is, I would just tell Harry, yeah, you put some dots together, but the bottom line is this team, this older team needs, until further notified, Kuminga's athleticism. And the hope is that he figures out and does what Steve Kerr wants him to do, and then the rest is history. I'm hoping that we blow past January with the deadline, and Kuminga's still a Warrior. That was signal to me everything's good in the hood, and it didn't go sideways, Donnie.
All right, here's his 49ers take, and this is from yesterday because we were talking about Purdy and Jones. I'll say it. Jones is better than Purdy. The only element that Purdy has that Jones doesn't have is Purdy can scramble better, although Jones has shown he can move some. Jones has a better arm and is more accurate. His 6'5 height is better than Purdy's 6'1 height. Less balls tipped at the line with Jones. There you go.
Yeah. I do like the height. I think he's
Jones
got
is 6'5.
But Purdy's 6'5.
There's another reason you know it's not me. I would never exaggerate a guy's true height.
Yeah.
But except for Fitterick.
He's taller. Oh, that was great yesterday. Hey, real quick, I got to do this, Evan. Can you give me the Vern laugh one more time? That needs to be my ringtone.
That was strange. It just was. But we love Vern.
Vern is the man.
All right.
Mr. Involvement.
So maybe this.
Just get it off your chest.
It's not a big deal. It's. I just thought I'd like to have a discussion. So, all right, I'm watching Cincinnati last night against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Cincinnati has 4th and 1. 4th and 1 at the Steelers 9. All right, there's 9:30 left in the second quarter.
All right, gotcha.
And they're up 7, 17-10. They went for it. Okay? Now, the one thing I heard on the broadcast was that the Bengals are 1-4, or no, they're 2-4. The Steelers are 4-1. So Herb Street and Michaels are saying this is the time they need this win. So you got to be fearless and go for it.
All right.
All right. So they went for it and they got it. And now they have 1st and goal at the 8.
All right.
If you go for it, like, you have to get a touchdown there. If you go for it, because if you don't, here's my feeling on that.
All right.
First of all, you kick a field goal there, you're up 2 scores. Might still be too early in the game, but it's still 2 scores from my point of view. This is a big part of it. This is also to back up your point that maybe the Buccaneers should have taken a field goal when the Niners shouldn't have taken a field goal. Anyway, I just feel like, okay, it's 4th and 1 at the 9. You get 1 yard. You're now 1st and goal at the 8. But A, there's no guarantee you're scoring a touchdown. And B, now you're one mistake away from having to take a field goal. If you get a penalty, you get a 3 yard loss. I don't know. There's something.
So you're saying had to be married to that ideology of going for it the first time. You better go for it the second time had it got to fourth down.
No, they ended up taking a field goal.
Which I would have done too.
The second time.
The points are always like studying. And that's why it's not one of those, because you did it once, you got to do it again. No. He probably thought to me, you can't leave here inside the 10 with nothing to show for. And had you not got it on that second fourth, so I agree with taking the 3 to go up 2 scores, man.
Well, that's not consistent with like why you made the decision the first time. If it's 4th and 1 at the 9, you get it, you get to the 8. Now it's 1st and goal from the 8, and you end up kicking a field goal from the 3.
But as time and seconds tick for me, you're thinking about,
why wouldn't you go for it in 4th and 3 at the 3 for a touchdown, but go for it? Like, you're going for it at 4th and 1 from the 9. You're really not going for it 4th and 3 from the 3?
But what if I don't get it the second time?
That's my point.
Then it's like, we totally blew this. If we get 3 points, we're up 2 scores. I'll do that as opposed to tempting fate, trying to go for it twice and get nothing. How would that feel?
Right.
If it was at the 1, they would have gone for a touchdown.
I actually don't know what it was on the second fourth, but I'm assuming.
I think they kicked the field goal because they were too far from the end zone.
Okay.
Like, for example, if if instead of 4th and 1, it was 4th and 4 on the first conversion, I also think they probably would have kicked the field goal.
Yeah. Gotcha. But
I'm taking the points.
I'm not saying anybody's wrong or anybody's right, but I was just thinking of the 49er game last week. So they got 4th and 1. The Bengals have 4th and 1 at the 9. They get a yard to get it to the 8. So my feeling at that point is, you got the first down, and you do have 3 more downs, but you're also allowing for, there's a risk there. And the way I look at it, the 49ers had a 4th and 1 on Sunday, right?
Which turned into a 4th and 6.
Right.
And they still went for it.
And that's my point. If you get to the 8 and then you get a holding penalty, now you're back at the 18. Can you still make the field goal? Absolutely.
And get points.
But I don't know, man. You're also opening yourself up to a mistake down at that end. And I'm not automatically going for that stuff left and right.
Well, and
like
I think
some of these coaches do. And here's the other thing. I was thinking about it this way. Okay, we're talking about Purdy and Jones. Who plays? Who doesn't play? When do you bring a guy back? Should the opponent or the site of the game alter or affect the strategy of who plays? You know what I mean? Like, well, we can't bring him back here because it's Houston. Let's bring him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on how desperate you are, how lacking you are, if you are at the backup quarterback position. But for Brock Purdy to return on turf, Stoddy, I think that's something that needs to be observed and looked at.
And then the other thing is the Steelers are 4-1 and the Cincinnati Bengals are 2-4. And Herb Street saying, look, this is a 2-4 team. They got to gamble here. They got to go for it. They got to, if the Steelers win this game, they're up 3.5 games. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, well, okay. So then why wouldn't you just automatically take the 3, even though it's early, to get up 2 scores? Like, should they have, if they
those
were
are guys calling the game.
Right, but if the Bengals, here's my point. If the Bengals were 4-2, would they have just kicked a field goal?
That I don't know.
As opposed to they were 1-2 and 4, but I don't know. It was some kind of must win.
I think Evan's point was it, Stoney. The fact that it was 4th and 1, it was an easier decision than when you get down there and it's 4 for 3 or 4, you don't want to tempt fate. Let's just take the 3.
All right, so you didn't think it had anything to do with
their record,
that, they're 2-4.
No, I think all that's blocked out. I think they wanted to go up to. I think the 2-4 played to two scores. Being up 2 scores is better than 1. Let's just not mess with it. Because, Stani, in sports, you can be in life too aggressive. But Evan hit it to me. Was it 4th and 1 both times? I don't believe it was. And if it was 4th and 3 or 4, and that's why I thought the Niners should at least, went through the dress rehearsal of getting it within 1 score and you kick the ball off. What if that dude fumbles, you get the ball and bam. But then you want to be ultra aggressive and say, what if we, let's take advantage of it now. But when that 4th and 1 went to 4th and 6 for the Niners, and you might not reside in this, believe me, but Stani, I think momentum was on Tampa's side. The fact that it was 4th and 1, now it's 4th and 6, and you're still going for it, I just think the football gods are telling you, kick it, take it down to 5, you get a stop, come back and win it that way.
Yeah, I don't.
Just me.
I don't factor in football gods when I'm thinking about a decision and the ramifications.
But what about your record, to Herb Street's point? See, I just didn't agree with it. Because, the coach down there is coaching.
I want to see a stat. Mm. I want to see this stat. Because this is, to me, what it's all about. How many times has a team, let's say, at the opposition's 30 or inside, okay? 30 would be, or let's say 33, because that's a 50-yard field goal, right? You're at the 33 or inside, and you have a 4th down, and you go for it. And you make it. What percentage of those drives do you actually score a touchdown? Mm. Or how many do you get closer for a field goal, which would be fine? But what I'm really getting at is if you're at the 20 and you take and you go for it and you get it and you're at the 19, just kind of know that now there's three downs that could happen where you get a holding penalty. Maybe you get nothing out of there instead of three. That's the stat I'd like to see.
But
they,
don't
they,
you
got to have that.
And I'll just say this to you and Evan.
I don't mean get it now. It's Friday at 1:30.
No, but you and your stats, like how many drives inside the 33?
30's fine.
Sure. Inside the 30 involve a fourth down conversion.
Yes.
Result in a score.
Not on that, not necessarily on that play.
Yeah, yeah.
On the remainder of the drive. But
I don't even know if AI can get this one, but I'll try.
Would you guys allow?
Because I want to know real quick how many times a team perhaps eschewed a field goal and then didn't get a touchdown.
But you, real quick,
there
that
it is.
You're not allowed. But you're saying the reason they do that, the thought behind it changes and varies by different people every game.
Right.
But you, you're still right. You can get that number. But
bottom line is, if you've got a guy who's got a 40-yard field goal on a 4th-and-1, and you go for it, and you get to the 38 and get there, and you throw an interception, then that was the wrong decision to go for it, right?
Yeah, and you do. I mean, allow for people doing that because they don't trust their kicker.
You're right, but I'm talking about that's why I picked 30. Because if you don't trust your kicker with a 47, I mean, then you don't have a kicker.
Yeah.
So I just wonder how many times a team has gone for it, gotten it, but then gotten no points out of it. But, oh, boy, they were risky.
But I'll tell you
they
this.
They got it on that fourth
since
down.
Since he doesn't win that game
yet.
If they didn't kick that three.
What's that?
If they didn't take that three, I don't think they win that game.
I don't subscribe to that.
Like if they had gone for it and didn't get it.
I don't subscribe to that.
I really believe that.
I don't subscribe to.
That was the smart thing to do.
I don't know. It wasn't smart or dumb. It worked. Like if he would have done, if he didn't take it, it wouldn't have been a dumb move. It was a move and it ended up working. But what I'm saying is if they take three there and it's 20-10, like I'm a person that doesn't think the game goes exactly like it would go. Like I think everything changes there.
Mm.
That's just me.
Because I was looking at what happened. Pittsburgh scores. You don't get that three. Now you're down. You're playing in overtime when you got that. No, you kicked the field goal. You wouldn't even be able to play for a field goal. You'd have to go for a TD to win.
Yeah, I don't look at it like I. You know, and this is an interest. Some people look at it some way. Some people look at it another. Like, let's say, let's see. A guy, I can't think of what I want to say here. Let's say, I know. Oh, here's what it is. A guy on first base tries to steal, gets thrown out, the next guy singles.
Oh, it feels like it happens all the time.
Well, I don't assume he singles if the guy doesn't get thrown out. To me, that changes everything. Yeah. So I don't, if they would have taken a field goal, I think that changes everything and circumstances.
Yeah. Interesting thought by you.
Secondly,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There's a difference between bringing something up and sour grapes.
I like this. Okay.
Mike Tomlin is absolutely right. It is BS that the Cleveland Browns traded the quarterback that they named the starter week one and traded him in the division to another competitor a third of the way through the season.
Worry about what happens in your house.
That's right. That's
right.
We're
worrying about what we're doing.
That's weak.
No, it's weak that he said it and then he lost. Then he went out and lost to the dude.
Yeah.
I thought that was beneath Tomlin.
And I thought trading within your division in the middle of a season was off limits.
Well, it tells you what Cleveland thought of Flacco.
Okay. Well, yeah, They're idiots.
He wasn't good behind that line. But for Tomlin to say that and then have his team go out there and defense be Swiss cheese.
You got to say it. Somebody has to say that, of course, you can do it, but it's something that has been frowned upon for ages.
So what if the Laker coach at the time that Durant came to the Lakers goes, you know what, a dude losing to a team up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, then turning around and going to that team, that's weak. What's the difference?
Well, that is weak. It's weak.
But it's weak both ways by it being talked by you going public saying it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, to me it is.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin, you are too much of a made man
to me. Do me a favor. For the rest of your life,
yeah.
Don't ever say, yeah, I wouldn't trade in the division with the Dodgers. Hey, you guess what? Dodgers are looking to get over the top. We can give them, they want Logan Webb, but they'll give us four prospects. No, we can't.
No, I'm going to mind my own. Like, Tomlin didn't have to go public with that.
Why not?
He's Mike Tomlin. And then you lose to the said quarterback.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you were scared before it even,
Mike Tomlin wasn't scared. He said it before the game. He thought it was BS.
Hey, I tell Mike, worry about your your D coordinator. How about that? Defense out there looking like Swiss cheese, embarrassing Steeler Nation. How about that? Joe Flacco got traded in our division. And then your boys go out there and look like Swiss cheese. Mike, you worried about the wrong damn stuff. Get the defense right. What happened?
It was more about...
No. Evan gave something to Steiny, and I hated that. And then you went out there and lost. Ha-ha! Yeah.
It was kind of weak.
What the hell? It was super weak.
Like, come on.
Wasn't about that, guys.
What was it about?
It was about challenging conventional wisdom for... that we have, that's a no-no a lot in sports, that you don't trade within your division.
But let us do what we do, though, if we do decide to do that, though.
I'm not saying it wasn't weak. I'm saying I agree with him. We can't question what they did.
No, what you need to question is your defensive coordinator.
That sounds good on the radio. That's just you yelling.
It's what happened in the game.
Knock it off.
It's what happened in the game.
Knock it off.
Evan's on my side.
Good.
2-on-1.
Oh.
I have some information for Steiny. I don't know what you're going to do with this information, but you wanted
that. Are you going to bring up another intra-division trade?
No, I'm going to bring up the stat that he wanted from earlier about fourth down conversions.
Look at it.
No, it's go ahead.
I know. It's a very specific stat, but I think I have it. So in 2025, there have been 30 drives that have entered the 30. That's what you wanted, yes?
Yeah.
Four times during such drives, a fourth down conversion has occurred.
Okay.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Of those four, once has a touchdown been scored.
Okay. Interesting. Now, I find that interesting. So I thought it would have happened. I thought the instance of it happening would have happened more to get more of a sample.
Just 2025.
Okay. So this year, four teams went for it on fourth and one at the 30 or inside.
You're lucky I can read Python.
Which means that the goal was to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's why you did what you did. But three out of the four times, they didn't. It didn't work. They didn't get the touchdown. Yeah. Now I want to know, did they score it all?
And how many back to the drawing board for that one.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. So, my man.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not giving you a chance to talk about Dave Dombrowski because I know what you'd say. You're such a player, dude.
He's overrated.
Here, he's talking about Bryce Harper. He's the GM of the Phillies, probably president, too. This is what we need.
Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing net because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer.
Oh.
I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea. When you see somebody, I have seen guys at his age, again, he's not old, level off, or I've seen guys rise again. We'll see what happens.
Now, let me guess, you don't like that. Of course you don't.
I can hear it again. The tone is, wow, man, he was just giving his opinion.
But boy, Bryce Harper's got a reason to be ticked now, huh?
No.
That had a sting.
I would say Bryce needs to go to the lab, too. That's the last. It's not any words. I just hated Tomlin. He's a general. You're above that. Even if you thought it, you know, you said that to the guy, but you don't go public with it.
Yeah, it matters a lot, too.
I'll tell you what. I thought Dallas had bad defense. There's a lot of bad defenses out there, and the Niners aren't one of them. And they got all the reason in the world to be. But Salah's got him playing.
Yeah, 30 more seconds.
I'm going to give it to you.
Guru, how would you feel if the Giants traded Russell Wilson to the Eagles if Hurts got
hurt? I am scared. What am I going to do? Go march on 12th Street? Like, dude, it happens in sports.
Yeah, and you'd go, wah.
So how many NBA guys said Kevin Durant went to the Warriors?
How could the Giants do that?
No, they didn't do that.
How could the Giants do that? You don't trade within your division. You wouldn't say squat to Mike Tomlin. That segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.